Talk about, obviously, this is a line in transition. How does a guy like you, new guy, do your best kind of integrate into the system and what these veteran guys have already brought to the table with the Giants?
You know, all I got to do is, we've been unable to participate for a couple days, so just kind of get my head into the books and, transfer over what I know from former playbooks, getting the calls down, all that stuff, and just making sure that I can do as much as I can to prepare myself for when I get out on the field, that way it's a smooth transition. You know, of course, there's going to be, little things here and there that I'm going to have to, be able to correct. But that takes, a little bit of time practicing and getting the rhythm with the guys.
How much really translates from one playbook to another?
A lot. I mean, it depends on what system you're in, but, it doesn't take that long. And especially once you start seeing it. And, I was glad we were able to come out here and at least watch practice. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that one was like that. And then, you know what I mean? So that was good, because if we were going to be stuck inside, it would make it a lot harder.
This organization has a reputation for physical up front with a nasty edge. Do you think that fits you?
Absolutely.
Do you want to hit me?
only if you're on the field.
So does a different side of you come out? Because you seem relatively mild-mannered right now.
Yeah, I am. When you get out on the field, it's definitely a different mentality. And you have to be that way in order to have success.
Have you been frustrated over the past week standing and watching when you know you're able to play?
Absolutely. I mean, you want to be out there with your teammates. And like I said, getting that gel, getting that timing and the cadence and all that different things. You want to be able to do that. But you understand that, they have to finish what they have to do to get us out there, have all the rules down, be safe. So you understand that part. But, yeah, you want to be out there. You hate watching from the sideline. Yeah.
Do what you got.
Oh, huge part. You can't play football if you don't know what you're doing. So, and when you know what you're doing, when you get out on the field, it makes it that much easier. So, yeah, the mental part of the game is huge.
How long do you think it will take, chemistry-wise, for you to develop a Eli, just a little things?
Truthfully, I don't know. I would assume it would be fast. But, you just got to go out there and be a professional and be prepared and, and go out there and practice. That's the best thing, for us, is to practice together and to make sure that we get it right together. And that's what we're going to do once they allow us to.
Have you been spending a lot of time with him in the room meeting, just going over things, just him, or is it pretty much in
the class? It's kind of been all. I've met with him a little bit and, take the playbook home at night and study it and ask any questions, and like I said, do anything I can to be prepared, so when I'm out there, I can do my best, and we can go through this thing pretty smoothly.